Sanibona Nimzanti. I am your host, Candace Khumalo, and I welcome you to another episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. Whether you're braaiing in Mpumalanga, hustling in Hillbrow, or chilling in Cape Town, Health from Zanzi is all you need to tackle anything life throws your way. In a country where the fight against HIV continues, today we'll be exploring an innovative approach, the arrival of the injectable HIV prevention medication. Epidemiologist Nobile Ngoma, who is currently working as a clinical research fellow at Africa Health Research Institute, shares her expertise explaining the ins and outs of this renewed HIV prevention strategy.
My name is Nobile Ngoma. I am an epidemiologist, but I work as a clinical research fellow at RAIDS, Africa Health Research Institute in the KwaZulu-Natal. So that is my place of employment. So basically, part of the things that I do, I work in a research institute, as I've said. So I do conceptualize research. It entails also large database analysis and writing up or interpreting the results that we are finding in the research. My institution actually conducts bigger clinical researches. So I'm also getting to be part of those bigger researches that the clinical trials that they're conducting. Basically, in a nutshell or in overview, high level overview of what I do is that. So it entails also mainly teaching. I do some lectures with the selected universities as part of supervising and mentoring the Masters of Science and in Epidemiology and Biostatistics. My role entails like research and teaching.
Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful introduction, Mobile. For years, we've talked about safe sex practices and oral medications to prevent HIV, but you come bearing gifts about a new advancement in HIV prevention. Mobile, can you give us a brief overview of how the HIV prevention injection works and why it was created?
I'm excited to actually talk about this. This is, scientifically, we call it the long-acting cabotegravir. But for the purpose of everyone to be able to talk about it, we call it CABLA, as short for the long word. So this is CABLA for HIV prevention. So it's part of the pre-exposure prophylaxis, not the post. So the pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is known as PrEP, has always been there. I understand that everyone knows about it, especially the pill. Most people are on it. So this is one of the options under PrEP. It's also one of the choices that people could choose to actually use. It's just that it's groundbreaking. It's first of its like in history ever since we've had HIV. Hence, I believe it's one of the huge milestones the scientific community had come with. So on how it prevents it, PrEP is an extra prevention method for HIV negative persons who are at high risk of acquiring HIV. It's a medication that you take it before you come into contact with this exposure. And it's usually an antiviral medication that if taken before exposure, it actually reduces the risk of acquiring HIV. So that's basically how it works. Just to emphasize that it is not a standalone measure. CABLA is just part of the comprehensive approach to HIV prevention.
So how effective is the HIV prevention injection at preventing HIV? And how does this effectiveness of the injection compare to other HIV prevention methods that you've mentioned, like PrEP?
All these biomedical products that are called PrEP right now, they are very effective if taken the way you should. As I've said, when we're talking about PrEP, in this case, we will be talking about oral PrEP, which are pills. There's the DAPIVI ring, which is a vaginal ring, as well as the CABLA, this injection that we're talking about. So all of them, we call them PrEP. All of them, they are pre-exposure prophylaxis. So as for the efficacy differences between them, the DAPIVI ring or the vaginal ring, it has efficacy or the protection that is just above 50%. And then the pills have efficacy that is just above 90%, whereas the CABLA offers efficacy or protection that is above 96%. So we can see that among the three of them, CABLA is actually offering much superior protection, but could be the reason being that adherence is much better with an injection. You know, we get an injection once and then we'll come back again at the clinic to come and get it. Unlike when we have pills that we have to take every single day, then there may be interruptions in between adherence. They are all very effective, although CABLA offers the superior protection.
Who is the HIV prevention injection recommended for, and how often does someone need to get the HIV prevention injection? Is it just a once-off thing?
No, it's not a once-off thing. Actually, people are getting it every 8 weeks or every 2 months. At first, you get it when you're being initiated. Then you're going to get it in 4 weeks. From there, you're going to get it every 8 weeks. And on how or who has to get it, it is indicated. Actually, the indication includes that you must be HIV negative and you must be sexually active, therefore at risk of acquiring HIV. So that's the indication about it. So I'm able to just focus on it, as I've said, that it enters or it joins the options that have always been there. So I always bring about the other two PrEP options. So that the PrEP ring offers protection as soon as 24 hours after you inserted that vaginal ring in your vagina, right? And the protection ends instantly upon removing it. Whereas the pills, when you start taking your pill, from the first pill that you've taken, you're going to get protection within 7 days. And also, it's going to wind off if you stop taking that particular pill after 7 days. So with Cabaletta, it's going to protect you after 7 days of getting your injection. And also, if you stop taking it, the protection will wind off after 8 weeks. So just to put it out there that people should be aware of these minor differences between the PrEP choices.
So many are probably curious to know how to access it. So Wabili, what is the current availability of the HIV prevention injection in South Africa? Where can people go to get it? And are there any costs associated with getting the HIV prevention injection?
That is a very interesting and important question, because we are all excited that we have this now injection that everyone can take. And as it stands right now in South Africa, Cabaletta and vaginal ring is only limited to the implementation science studies. So those are under the research institutions. So there's these implementation science or research institution in different parts of South Africa, in different provinces. So ARI is in the rural KwaZulu-Natal in Somkhele under the Umkhanyakude district. So that's where the studies are being conducted. Therefore, the communities around the area that the ones benefiting in all these choices. But just to also remind everyone that the oral PrEP or the pills are widely available in the whole of South Africa in all healthcare facilities. But the two, being the vaginal ring as well as Cabaletta, they are only for now available in under the implementation science studies. But this doesn't mean it's being studied to check if it works or doesn't work. So the Cabaletta was tested and approved in the USA by 2021. And in South Africa, we approved it by 2022. So that tells us that we already know, as we could tell, that efficacy is above 96%. So we already know that it was studied and we know that it works. So the implementation science studies, what they do, they actually guiding, or they are the first part of the phase rollout in the real world before the state gets to know on how they enroll this drug. In joining the options that are already being there, they need evidence from this implementation science. So everyone should understand that it's not this drug being tested if it works or doesn't work.
Although we are curious to know if there are also any potential side effects to be aware of when taking the HIV prevention injection.
Oh, yes, there are side effects as any other drug or any other pill or injection. So the common ones are injection site reactions, like any other injection, whereby will be complaining of pain, the swelling or the redness. Also the flu-like symptoms. We know that after you've gotten any other injection, people normally get the flu-like symptoms, could include headaches, the nausea, diarrhea, and tiredness. So those are the side effects that have been reported thus far.
In closing, are there any words of advice for other HIV prevention methods that can be considered alongside the HIV prevention injection?
Yes, definitely. I would like to just remind everyone that the WHO, being the World Health Organization, has the goal for 2030 to say from 2022 to 2030, they want to see the reduction in terms of the new HIV new infections. So by 2022, they estimate to about 1.5 million per year. So they want to see that declining to about 335,000 per year. So for us to see that decline, we need all hands on deck. And they're also aiming to end AIDS by 2030. So these 2030 goals means that each and every one of us have a part to play. Those who are HIV positive need to take their treatment very well so that they minimize transmitting the virus to other people. And those that are HIV negative, they need to also take a responsibility to stay HIV negative by taking PrEP, for instance. So young people should be supported to make these informed decisions through the effective person-centered care to make use of these available options and remain HIV-free. Because really, we are talking about HIV-free generation and we cannot wait to get to that point. Therefore, this PrEP should not be seen in isolation. This injection is definitely not an isolated tool. It's part of the package whereby the sexual reproductive health services for young people and other key populations that are affected by HIV should be given. So we need to be tackling the social development needs and sexual well-being integral to young people's resilience to HIV. Effective person-centered care requires contextually developed packages, such as the psychosocial support, not just talking about the pill or the injection itself. So the psychosocial support, as well as the entire package that they can choose from on whatever tool that can work for them individually. We really are good to go towards the HIV-free generation.
Is there any additional information or insights you would like to add or highlight on?
Just to emphasize or to encourage everyone to be self-aware and to know the roles that you can play. And not every decision or everything has to be the government's responsibility. Mm-hmm. Me and you as young people have a role to play, and we have a responsibility as well over our lives and over this HIV pandemic that has been living for so long. So it starts with the accurate information and spreading the accurate information and knowing what to do day to day. In this case, let's stay HIV free. Those who are HIV positive, let's beat the viral load, stay lower than detectable and not transmit it to others.
Thank you for joining this week's episode of the Health from Zanzi podcast. To find out more about being the healthiest version of yourself, visit healthfromzanzi.co.za, or you can send us an email to hello@healthfromzanzi.co.za. This is the Health from Zanzi podcast, and your ears are always invited. As we continue to make strides in HIV prevention, this injectable option, alongside existing methods, offers a powerful 1-2 punch against HIV transmission. Remember, it's not a cure or a replacement for safe sex practices. Continue taking charge of your sexual health. Stay healthy and fancy. I am your host, Candice Kumalo. Until next time.